from KQED.
Voters, you know, have a right to know who you guys are, what your values are, what how you work, what kind of governor you'd be, because if you win, you're going to have to work with the legislature and you're going to be appointing department heads and all this stuff. So I have a question, a different question for each of you, starting with you, Mr. Newsom. Throughout your career, you've had a series of public spats, shall we say, with elected officials, Board of Supervisors when you were mayor. There were a lot of back and forth comments. And sometimes when you'd get asked a tough question by reporters, you didn't like it. You were, you know, some would say thin skinned. As lieutenant governor, you had a difficult relationship with Jerry Brown at the beginning. You tangled publicly with the state Senate president pro tem over gun control.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
You and also a back and forth with the speaker, Anthony Rendon, over single payer. So my question is, like, what does that say about your ability to get along with the people you need to get along with?
Well, I get along extraordinarily well with the legislature currently. I got along very well with most of the members of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, but I'm interested in change. Changing the order of things is difficult. Some people have different points of view. The speaker has a different point of view on single-payer financing. Members of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors had different points of view on homeless strategies and different points of view on healthcare strategies. So, look, I'm going to assert myself. I'm going to be bold. Not many people came to my defense when we advanced same-sex marriage. You didn't include that. You should, because the overwhelming majority of Democrats in this country, some of the most, I think, well-known Democratic leaders, were very, very critical publicly of my willingness to lean into that. I took on the National Rifle Association. They weren't pleased by those efforts to require background checks, not just for gun purchases, but now ammunition purchases. So if you're looking for timidity, I'm not your person. If you're looking for someone to be bold and courageous, lean into issues, change the order of things, I'm committing myself to that cause as the next governor.
Do you think, though, that you can be bold and not timid without getting in spats with your allies?
I mean, periodic. Look, I've been doing this for some time, and there's areas of disagreement, and sometimes people are disagreeable. My intention is to go together, not go alone. I've learned a lot over the years and my approach. And
what have you learned from those experiences?
I think at the end of the day, there is that African proverb that is, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. When I look back over the course of 20 plus years, I was mayor at a relatively young age. There was a desire to do everything all at once. And I think issues of prioritizing, bringing people into your vision, making people feel part of the team, those are all lessons. Those are all attributes that I hope to bring to the governor's office.
All right, I got a question for you, Mr. Cox. Did you want to say something really
fast? Well, yeah, I just wanted to emphasize that, you know, I come from the private sector where I have to work with people and get things done and achieve results, and I've done that for 40 years, and not everybody in my team agrees with everything that we have. But what we got to do is we got to get people allied around common goals and try to figure out the ways to reach those goals. And I think that's what I'm going to do as governor.
All right. And for you, I have a question about values. You started off your political life as a Democrat. You ran in Illinois to be a delegate to the 1976 Democratic Convention.
Yep.
Then you became a Republican. You ran for a local office in Chicago and then the U.S. Senate from Illinois. A guy named Barack Obama won that. And you ran for president in 2007, 2008. And I just wanted to refresh some of the points you made during those times. You said, we need a federal marriage amendment to keep same-sex couples from marrying. You said, we have a problem with transvestite teachers. You said that if we don't use common sense, we will, quote, open the floodgates to polygamy and bestiality and all kinds of other things. And, you know, I could go on, but what does that say about your values and about your, what kind of governor you'd be?
You're specifically referring to, the issue of gay marriage.
Well, I have others. And of course, I do have others.
Well, maybe so. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that those were many, many years ago. I've evolved on those issues. And frankly, just like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who both opposed gay marriage very strongly for a long time, they evolved and they changed. But, you know, I think the thing to take away from all that is that all the way through my efforts in the past, I've been fighting against the establishment and about corruption. My mom was a Chicago school teacher. That's what led me to want to fight corruption. It's the corruption of these special interests that are making California too expensive and too unequal for people, and that's what I'm going to attack in California as well.
You say you've evolved, and that's fair, although he was mayor at the time that you said those things. It wasn't like a long, long time ago. I mean, so...
Well, maybe so, but as recently as 2003 and 2004, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were both against gay marriage. So, I've evolved on those issues, and I think they are not going to be germane to this. I think the important issues in this race are the affordability for people in this state, the ability to live a productive life and afford gasoline and water and electricity and the failing schools that we were having to put up with. I think those are far more important issues.
Scott, what is germane, though, is to understand more fully. Look, it's one thing to have, quote unquote, evolved on same-sex marriage, and I certainly respect that. But you supported a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. You equated, and Scott mentioned this, and I haven't heard you evolve on this, that homosexuality leads to bestiality.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you did, and you were quoted saying that, and to quote-unquote other things. You talked about transvestites as a way of advancing the notion that some people can choose to be homeschooled to stay away from quote-unquote transvestites. Have you evolved on those specific points? People have the right to know that, John.
I have, and, again, and this is all meant to take the topic away from the important things that people are worried about here in this state, and that is the ability to rent a decent apartment at an affordable price.
Well, and we're going to talk about that.
But also should, against but discrimination against renting as well. The LGBT community is concerned about that.
I'm opposed to discrimination of all forms.